Item number three, low threat and general discharge cases.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have a pretty long list of items that are listed. First of all, we have two corrective action plan approvals. Those are simply notifications to the board. We have one, two, three, four low threat discharges to surface water. We have a discharge of highly treated groundwater to surface water. That's the Whitaker facility. We have an item that to be covered under our general waste discharge requirements, discharges to land with low threat to water quality. That's the San Benito County Water District project. We have a general waiver waste discharge requirement at oil fields. That's the E&B Natural Resources Management Company, the Plains Petroleum PXP company. And PXP at the Lompoc oil field, the Brightburn Energy Company as well, and the Orcutt oil field are all in that category. We have the under general waiver waste discharge requirements, we have, and again this is a general waiver that the board adopted in 2002, we have coverage for the Sea Light Corporation and the Close Pepe Winery. We have general waste discharge requirements coverage for residential on-site systems. That's for the Schwartz Warren lot in Bayview Heights in San Luis Obispo County. We have the general order for discharges of fruit and vegetable processing waste. That's the board's 2004 order. The De Arrigo brothers and Spreckles are covered under that order. We have two cleanup cases that are staff closed cases, and that means that they have completed their cleanup, and that's good news. That's for Portola Motors in Watsonville, Watsonville Nurseries in Watsonville, those two cases. And then we have one, two, three, four, five, six cleanup cases that are recommended for closure by staff, and we will close those cases unless we're directed to do otherwise by the board. And that's it for the long list of items that we have under item three.
And the two items that you want the board to concur on, one of them is the closed Pepe Vineyards. What is the other one?
The cases that are recommended for closure are the last six items.
Okay.
Those are cleanup cases where, unlike the staff closed cases, concentrations remaining in groundwater meet water quality objectives outright. For the cases recommended for closure, they don't meet the water quality objectives outright, but they're considered by us to be low-risk cases and not a threat to any future use of the water and suitable for closure.
Okay. Any board questions? Okay, no board questions.
Okay, thank you very much. It represents a lot of staff work, and I appreciate that for the staff who are here and for the staff who aren't here. So we want to move on to item number four.
Item number